The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, Steve, it's on you for closing remarks.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm. You know, today I want to talk to men. And I'm not saying anything right now that I don't think a lot of men are very, very aware of. I'm not the only man that feels this way. I just happen to have a platform and I can say it out loud. You know, in light of this horrific video that's out of this man who has his gun drawn and slaps a phone from this woman's hand, and then she hits him and he proceeds to punch this woman like she's a man. I just want to talk to men for a second. Now, once again, this isn't for every man listening, because like I say, the majority of men that I know feel this exact same way. But if you're one of those men that you just don't get it, if you weren't raised this way, if you're one of those men who says, well, she shouldn't have put her hands on me, I agree. I agree that a woman shouldn't hit a man. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But let's just talk about manhood for a second. Even if she does her level best to hit you, just really, bruh, really, man, how damaging is it? Really, how damaging is it? I mean, let's think about this, man. I was raised not to hit women no matter what. Now, look, if you're in a life and death situation, you got to protect yourself. A woman got a gun and finna shoot you. That we're talking a different set of stuff. I'm talking about if a woman draws her hand back and hits you, what your response should be. And you know what it should be? To walk away. To just say, hey, look, stop. Hey, look, I'm out of here. Go ahead. I can see you blocking a punch. I can understand that. But to retaliate, fellas, listen to me. That's not the way we were meant to treat women. Even if a woman in a fit of anger loses it. And I've tried to tell my daughters, don't put your hand on no man, because all these men out here ain't raised like your father and your brothers was. But now listen to me. In a fit of anger, if she does hit you, fellas, what are you doing? Listen, man, first of all, let me tell you how special women are. Do you know that women have a skill set that none of us have? They give birth to children. They bring life into this world. They are our mothers. They are our grandmothers. They are our sisters. They are our aunts. They are our teachers. They are our comfort. They are our source of times when we need someone to confide in. Women have been there for us since the beginning of time. Women patch us up so we can get back out here to war. Women love on us. Women tape us up and put us back together to face another day. Women are special, man. They are special. They do things for us that no one else can provide. A level of comfort, healing, loving, security that nobody else provides. We have got to get back to understanding who we are as men. As men. Now, I'm not talking about women's lib. I think women should have equal pay, equal jobs. I'm talking about all of that. But after that, though, we have an obligation to treat them special, that they are not targets for our anger, calling them all out our name. But we didn't allow this to go on too, though. And I can't really blame nobody but our generation. We got to stop being this way, man. I've noticed a shift in the way young men are dressing now. And man, I take my hat off to y'all. I had these cats from Chicago Black Ink on my talk show the other day. This dude came out in a three-piece suit, man. One of the leaders of the black crew. This guy was so dapper, man. I was proud of him. I looked at all these cats, these young cats that was at this party, this Oscar party we went to. All these young dudes was dapper. They had their suits on, their tuxes on. I mean, man, I've watched slowly come back around where young guys are starting to dress. Well, while we dress it, I want you to get what else comes with that. Do you know that when you walk a woman down the street, that you are always supposed to be on the curb side of the street? Do you know that you're really not supposed to allow a woman to walk against the curb, closest to the curb, and you on the inside? And you know why? Because it came from chivalry, man. It came from back in the days when there was wagons out on the street, and a gentleman was walking down a boarded sidewalk with a woman, and if a wagon came by and splashed mud, it would splash on the gentleman instead of on the lady. It started like that. It was something as simple as that, because that's when we started having sidewalks back in the day. So that's what that was about. But we lost that. I see women walking up against the curb. We lost that. Do you know when you get on the escalator with your woman, you're supposed to let her in the front in case she falls, you can catch her? Do you know when you get on the escalator going down, you're supposed to be in front of her in case she stumbles, she falls into you? Do you know that, man, that you're supposed to open doors for women? Do you know that you're supposed to open car doors for women? Do you know that you're supposed to pull out chairs for women? This ain't an option. This is what we supposed to do, because we men.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.